Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
It's that time of the week where we try to get our, you know, menu sorted and organised for the week ahead. And who better to set us straight than cookbook author and recipe writer Sarah Butler, who's with me in studio. Good afternoon, Sarah. How are you?
How are things? I'm good.
Yeah, good weekend.
Great weekend. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, you spent the whole weekend cooking, I think.
I did. Sure, I do anyways. I'm always in the kitchen.
Always find out on your Instagram. I'm like, where do you create the time? We've been getting a lot of questions from listeners every Monday afternoon who want us to talk about cooking vegetarian options, and that is something, that's the task you set for yourself in the past week, because it's fair to say I have a couple of your cookbooks now. Vegetarian wouldn't be top.
No, definitely not. It would be a very traditional house, and there always has to be a bit of meat in there somewhere, so it was a task, definitely.
Yeah.
But I was pleasantly surprised.
Go on, tell us all.
The main thing I found was how quickly I was able to make the dinners. Because you're not, I suppose, there's that extra element of the meat, the chopping it, the frying it off. It just was really quick. I couldn't believe I made those two dishes in jig time. And you've got all the extra veg, so I suppose it is healthier because you're more prioritising your veg.
Well, I'm looking at your first dish that you have here for me this afternoon, which is...
This is the sweet and sticky vegetable stir fry with egg fried rice.
So this is what, this is basically can double up as a fake away from the Chinese, except there's no chicken, no beef, it's just all
veg. It's just your veg, lots of veg.
The first thing that, you know, there's no doubt about it when you look at the portion in the tub, it's absolutely packed high with vegetables.
Yeah, and you've got your egg in there as well, so you're getting your little bit of protein with the egg fried rice.
Yeah.
And there's just so many gorgeous vegetables now. You can just go to the shops and have, there must be seven or eight in there. And the great thing about that is you can put whatever veg you like in there as well. The main thing is that everything is cut roughly the same size. That's important when you're stir frying, because if you have your carrots chunkier than your peppers, they're not going to cook at the same rate.
It's gorgeous, the sauce.
Sauce is super good, yeah.
So tell us about this. What's in it?
Okay, so as I said, there's lots of veg. I've got yellow, red, green peppers. I've got my carrot. I bought myself a julienne peeler, and that's how you get those slivers.
That's the really fine,
really fine one. So that's a little tip if you can get your hands on one of them. They're easy to come across. I have a little bit of white onion, a little garlic, tender stem broccoli, sugar snap peas, and baby corns, the little small ones you get cut in half. Yeah. But you can add whatever veg you like. And then the sauce. Now, there is...
The sauce now is brilliant.
It is fantastic. And there is a bit in it, but if you go off and you buy the ingredients, you will always have them in your press. And another thing that you can do to batch is to make up a couple of portions and freeze them in your bags and then just take them out.
What's in your sauce?
Okay, there's quite a bit. So I've got tomato ketchup, honey, soy sauce, sesame oil, white wine vinegar, sweet chili sauce, a little bit of chili and garlic, and some coriander. And you basically put the lot into a saucepan and simmer it.
I should say, don't worry about writing all this down, because
we have it all.
Yeah, the recipes are up on my own Instagram, News Talk, socials as well, and too on Sarah Butler's. But So you've but I presume the tomato ketchup is the main component of this.
That is the main one. You've got 5 tablespoons. Now, it is quite sugary and sweet.
Yeah, that's what gives it the sweetness, though.
That's it.
Yeah.
But it's very hard to get a sauce with a nice balance of flavours.
Yeah.
And it took me a long time to get that one right. There was a little bit more of this and less of that. So it's, if you're listening, check out this recipe and save that sauce.
Is this, I know you have a sweet and kind of sour or sweet and sticky recipe anyway, don't you, for the chicken in your book?
That's exactly the same one.
That's what I was thinking, it is the same
one. Yeah, but it's a great one. While you have all of them bits and bobs out, the sesame oil, you know, you might have 7 different things out. Make double or triple. And as I said, have them extra batches either in the fridge or the freezer.
Sesame oil versus like an olive oil or something, is it?
Sesame oil, it has quite a strong smell off it.
Yeah.
And it gives that kind of Chinese taste, I suppose. So it's a great one.
Well, like if we were talking about fakeaways in the show last week, if you had brought this in, you know, this is instantly what I would think. It would totally double up as a Chinese.
Good.
You know, absolutely as your takeaway.
It's always great to get somebody tasting it, because I'd taste it myself going, well, I think this is great. So it's always great to hear that back.
You've egg fried rice with it.
Yes.
Yeah. We just were talking last week about how you do your rice, and turns out I've been dousing it in far too much water all these years.
It's a common mistake. I always get asked.
But we're talking about from the big batch perspective, easy enough to probably do the vegetables and make your sauce and freeze all of that. Presume the rice we're doing on the day, though.
you can do the rice on the day. But if you happen to have lots of rice made, the most important thing is just to reheat it properly. And this is a thing that people can be a little nervous about. So if you have leftover rice, get that into your fridge within 20 minutes. Anything that you have left over. Yeah. People sometimes are a bit nervous about how long should I leave it on the worktop before I put it in the fridge? Do I have to let it cool completely? You just need to leave that for 20 minutes, half an hour max. Even if it's still slightly warm, get that into your fridge. And then to reheat it, just add a little water, lid on, and you're ultimately re-steaming it. And make sure it's piping hot with that rice.
Water back into the rice.
Yeah, because it stops drying out. So you're kind of re-steaming it with the lid on the saucepan, nice and hot, and you're good to go. So you can make lots of rice early in the week.
When you're doing your egg fried rice, do you boil it, I presume, first and then into the pan with the egg?
Then into the pan with a little sunflower oil and crack the egg that you've beaten into a little well in the middle of your rice. This is all video demoed on my Instagram page today in this recipe demo.
Okay, you don't crack it into the pan.
It first or beat it first and make a little well, pop it in and leave it alone. Sometimes people mix it straight away. Let it cook slightly and then with a silicone spoon or fork, mix it through your rice.
And do you leave the frying pan? It's still on at this stage.
Oh, it's still on. Medium heat, not too hot.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then just mix it up.
I thought it was more the kind of residual heat from the frying pan that you weren't actually cooking it.
Put it back on. I suppose you could try that, but again with eggs.
Don't take any cooking advice off me, particularly when it comes to, I don't even eat eggs, so I don't know what I'm talking about. But
if your rice is really hot, it'll work.
So make sure you cook
back
the egg,
the
basically, is the advice.
You're kind of scrambling it into the rice.
Listener says, veggies are expensive, but if you just get mince with carrots and peas, it is much cheaper, fills you for much longer as well. Another texter too, quite worried about reheating rice. How long did you say to? Reheat it for roughly?
Reheat it. So you want to take that rice out of your fridge that's been cooked, say, the day before. Get that back in your saucepan with a little water, maybe an egg full of water, a couple of tablespoons. Lid on, get that steaming so you can see that steam. Shake it well and then you're good to go.
Your big takeaway from this is how time efficient.
Time efficient. It really was. Yeah. I couldn't get over how quick I had dinner made.
Dinner done.
Yeah, so it's definitely something I'm going to be looking at.
If you're a pasta fan. You have another option for us this afternoon?
I have another option. This is great. This is tomato and garlic pasta. Very little ingredients.
Yeah.
Great.
Cost effective.
Super cost effective. Really good hot or cold. And, you know, as I said, you can add in meat if you like, or it works without it.
It's basically kind of the spaghetti bolognese without the mince, isn't it?
It is. Well, you've less, actually. This is what I make when I come home late and I am starving and I need dinner on the table. Wrap it. So you get whatever pasta you like, whichever you prefer, get that on. And then in another pan, you're just putting in some tomatoes. Or if you don't have tomatoes, you can use a tin of tomatoes, some garlic, some herbs like basil and parsley, a little of the pasta water that you have boiled your pasta in. And on a low heat, leave it there and let it reduce right down. Let them tomatoes go lovely and soft.
It's gorgeous.
Season it well. Add in your pasta. And you're good to go.
Yeah.
Parmesan cheese a little as well. To
basil garnish. And parmesan. Does it matter what type of tomatoes you use when you're making a homemade tomato sauce?
Not really. I mean, I wouldn't be a massive food snob like that. I just love the little cherry tomatoes because they're lovely and juicy. But equally, if you have a tin of own brand supermarket chopped tomatoes, once you have your garlic and your herbs, season it well. That's really important. So taste as you go. It's going to be gorgeous.
The one thing I learned from talking to you last week from the big batch perspective was that, you know, if we're cooking something on a Monday to get two or three different uses out of it.
Yeah.
And, you know, we were talking about turning, you know, your dish into your tacos and even kind of cold salad type lunches. Very easily done with this.
Yeah. Yeah, really easily done. I mean, you could have that with a couple of different salads. You know, you could heat it up. You can add in meat if you want. You can add in some courgettes if you want. If you had a carrot in the fridge.
Very
it's a
simple.
Great one to clear out your fridge if you have a bit of this and a bit of that.
Yeah. You know? In terms of freezing then, the sauce easily, just throw it in
freezes
a bag
perfect.
Or something.
Into a bag, freeze it flat. That way it defrosts quicker instead of freezing, pouring it into the bag and you have this, I suppose, a lump of sauce. Flatten it. Lay it down flat like a sheet and that way it's thinner so it's going to defrost in your fridge overnight.
I actually tried that because I used to just throw it into the freezer drawer, you know.
We all do.
Shape. But actually I noticed that with the soup.
Yeah.
It is a lot easier.
And
you can
nearly stack them that it doesn't take as much space in your freezer. Yeah.
Does this mean, are you going to stick with more veggie?
I think I will if my husband can agree to it.
Yeah.
That'll be the challenge.
I know, I'm trying to do it even one or two days a week.
Yeah.
For no other reason than just like, you know, time efficiency, cost perspective.
And it's and if you have the veg in the fridge, just use it up with pasta or noodles. You could alternate that with rice, with noodles. So it's really versatile.
Very easily done. Yeah. Recipes are up on our own socials here in News Talk, also on Sarah Butler's. I see you have other treats with us too.
Always bring treats for you.
Yeah, you're very good. What are they?
These are little cereal bites. So you've got some coconut, you've got Rice Krispies, oats that have been toasted, nuts, fruit, and a little bit of chocolate.
We're going to have to get you back another day to talk about batch cooking healthy treats.
Yes,
so maybe,
definitely.
I don't know about the chocolate will qualify, but anyway, why not? Sarah Butler, thanks a million, as always,
so
for joining us here on Lunchtime Live. That's cookbook author and recipe writer Sarah Butler.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.